Let's talk about this further with our rugby reporter, Joe Porter, who's in with us. Kia ora, Joe.
Morena.
So, this win in South Africa on the weekend for the All Blacks, is it going to end the criticism that's been levelled at the side?
No, it certainly won't end it. It gives them some breathing space, and a lot of people will, you know, give credit where credit's due. It was a remarkable performance, a courageous performance from the All Blacks, one of the best games they've had since the 2019 World Cup, really, and it showed a lot of fight to go to Ellis Park in that hostile environment with all the pressure they've been under, and to overcome that adversity and the odds. I believe the TAB were paying as much for the All Blacks as they ever had been going into this match to win. So it was a great effort from the side and from coach Ian Foster. Is it enough to save his job? That remains to be seen. It's a big question. It certainly alleviates some of the pressure on him and criticism from the wider public and the media at the moment, but it may well not result in him keeping his job.
Yeah, and what is the situation that we've got into here where he's being asked in South Africa just after the match whether he's keeping his job, and he doesn't know. And New Zealand Rugby not backing him either. This feels awkward.
Yeah, look, the relationship between Foster and, you know, the administrators at New Zealand Rugby, Mark Robinson, the chief executive, doesn't seem to have been very good as of late. Robinson, you know, hasn't been fronting when many from the media and many public think he should have been with regards to when they made changes to the coaching structure after the series loss to Ireland. Many thought Mark Robinson should have fronted and talked about those and left Foster to talk about the team and how he was going to improve them. Again, fronting yesterday to say absolutely nothing other than we will wait for the rest of the week to see what happens in terms of Ian Foster's future. So it just, you either come out yesterday, you either don't hold the press conference and wait until a decision has been made, or if you do have one, you back him or you sack him, and they've done neither of those two things, so they've left his future completely up in the air. It only leaves you to speculate that perhaps his future is in doubt, and that they're just going through the motions. There's essentially two theories, well, there's lots of theories out there, to be honest, but two of them seem to be the most consistent, and they are: Foster was basically had already been sacked before the second test in South Africa, and essentially New Zealand Rugby are waiting for him and the team and everyone to get back and be around their families and friends, etc., etc., before they announce the news. And that could, you know, some people think that all the outpouring of emotion from the All Blacks players themselves on social media, photos of them with Ian Foster saying, "We back our coach, we love our coach," Aaron Smith, Artie Savia too, who have done it after the game, could again be a sign that perhaps it was the last hurrah for Ian Foster. However, there are others suggesting that now that he's won in South Africa, he's done what essentially Mark Robinson said he needed to do before he left, which was win one test, that it's impossible to sack him before the next test against Argentina, which, again, is on Saturday week. It's not too long beforehand. So it's a very, very confusing situation, and no one really is any the wiser as to what's going to happen with Ian Foster's future, including himself.
And a pretty destabilising situation for the whole setup. Coming back from South Africa, 30-hour flight, and then trying to turn themselves around to face Argentina in 2 weeks.
Not knowing who their coach will be to lead them into that test. I know, it's a bizarre situation, and New Zealand Rugby need to act very quickly if they are going to remove Foster, because they need to give the coach a little bit of time to get his feet under the table before that test against Argentina, and they need to let the public know it and come out and show that they can make some clear, strong decisions that they think are in the best interest of the team. At the moment, it seems like wiffle-waffle, and none of them really know what's going on.
Joe Porter, thank you very much for that analysis.